Hi everyone, I'm Michael Manrique and I'm one of the How To Guys. This goes out to us watching live and the replayers out there. We help realtors build better habits to not only grow their business, but ultimately to get them to reach that financial freedom they're all after, right? And the best way to start working with us is to join us in our free Facebook group. There you'll be surrounded by like-minded realtors that are trying to accomplish the same goals as you are, take the same actions as you are, but ultimately missing that piece which we are experts at, which is building the habits to do it again and again and again to get the long-term results that you want, ultimately reaching that financial freedom that you're after. So when you get a chance, click on the link below and we look forward to working with you in our free Facebook group. Actually, let me see if I can add that for us right now while my iPad loads. So today we're gonna be talking about, what is the topic? The topic is, yes, for realtors, how to stop being bored and start being intentional in the real estate game, right? But before we get into the topic, I really wanna encourage you to leave any questions or comments below. If you hear anything that really grabs your attention, hit us up with an emoji, a wow face. We'll really appreciate any and all feedback. And also for the replayers out there, for the people watching it on replay, we're looking to respond to those questions that you're providing later on as well. And one other thing before we get started, I really want to emphasize that our mission is to reach as many realtors as possible, not only to help them grow their business, but ultimately to help them grow within themselves and connect with their family. So in an effort to do that, when you watch this video right now, if you can, please share this video. It would really mean a lot to us. We truly appreciate that. All right, so let's get into today's lesson, which is how to stop being bored and stop being intentional. Now, where did this come from? Well, I was talking to one of my coaching clients, and in the process, they started mentioning how they're just tired of doing the same thing, right? They prospect the same, and in doing so, it feels like they don't have much to do. So we wanna understand, where does boredom come from and what can we do about it, right? And it's important to understand that boredom happens in every profession, right? I hear my kids say it all the time when they're in the car and they're tired of playing the same game over and over and over again. Other professionals, such as actors or even athletes, right, get bored of doing the same thing. And that's why some athletes come into the new season out of shape and overweight. Or an actor, after many years of playing the same role, just decides to quit. Right? So they get bored. So boredom is seen throughout the human spectrum and what we do in our lives. So it's important to understand that it's something that we're all gonna deal with, especially as real estate agents, that we tend to want to do the same things, or we are gonna have to do the same things over and over and over again, right? So the two things that we really wanna focus on here is, one, to combat boredom, right, is being intentional. Now, the ways that you can be intentional is really twofold. First, you can have a plan, right? Which this is one of the things that we really like harp on in our program. We have a weekly plan, which we call the Truest Week, and then we have a daily plan, which we call the Daily Efficiency Sheet. And within that daily plan, what you're really doing is you're laying out all the items that you need to complete based on your truest day, basically, right? If you had control of your day and you could say, I'm gonna complete this, 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 and that, and nothing got in your way, right? You would then attack that. Now, of course, there's a couple of things that you wanna keep in mind, such as energy fluctuations, sleep. You wanna do the most important things first, right? These are all the things that we need to take into consideration when attacking our day. But at the same time, we also wanna make sure that we are implementing prospecting at the prime or the most effective periods of time of the day, which is typically from 8 to 10 a.m. in the mornings and from 4 to 6 in the evenings. And that's what the research shows. So we want to take that into consideration. So the first thing we need to do to combat boredom is be intentional by having a plan, right? And then we need to understand that boredom is ultimately, what we're talking about here is we're talking about a feeling, guys, right? talking about feeling. And sometimes we feel bored, and sometimes we feel really cheery and happy, and sometimes we feel sad, and sometimes we feel excited. And you know, so there's and what's important to understand, and what I'm the point I'm trying to make here, is that our feelings are fleeting. Our mood goes up and down throughout the day. And if you understand that and just let that feeling pass, you don't have to do anything. You could literally just sit back, be aware of the boredom, if you will, right? And the negative feelings that you don't like that are attributed with being bored. And then you give it 5, 10, maybe even 15 minutes. But I promise you, it will pass. And soon enough, you'll have a different feeling, a different emotion will be kicking in. So one of the things that we need to do is we need to not feed into this boredom and saying, oh, I'm bored, oh, I'm stuck, oh, I need to take more action to get out of boredom. That's not what we need to do. Instead, what we need to focus on, the intention we need to set, is realizing that it's a feeling, it's an emotion, and it's gonna pass by itself. And we don't need to do anything to it. Just like a cloud floating in the sky and passing by, that's exactly what we need to do with these negative emotions, such as boredom and those feelings that are associated with it. So now you might be thinking, okay, so I got a plan. I understand this feeling stuff. I'm gonna just let stuff pass. So, and then I should always get things done. Well, that's not exactly how things work, because what we still have to keep in mind is that we have these habits, which is what we specialize in, that are overriding a lot of the intentions that we have in our day-to-day environment. So if you're not understanding, hold on one second. Yes. So if you're not understanding that maybe the environment that you're in is impacting your feeling of being boredom. So if you're constantly being bored time and time again, it's important to understand that what we really wanna do is we wanna put ourselves in a different environment where maybe we are generating that desire to wanna take that action on a specific task. If it's prospecting, or if it's something where you wanna create value by, you know, maybe shooting videos on social media, or maybe working on your CRM and getting organized, whatever it is, you're going to have to make sure to make that task desirable. And the way and the strategy that we want to leave you with today is what we call habit pairing. Habit pairing is when you pair a new and difficult habit, right? Such as learning your CRM or prospecting, with a habit that you really enjoy doing. So imagine while you're prospecting, you have classical music playing in the background, or maybe while you're working on your CRM, maybe you're snacking on a certain type of food that you really enjoy. So by over time, doing this time and time again, over days and weeks and even months, what's going to happen is you're going to associate that food with doing that task. You're going to associate that song with prospecting, that other task that's new and difficult for you. So it's really important to understand that if you're bored, what we want to do is we want to make that task that you know that you need to do, and maybe you need to do more of depending on which task it is, you got to make it desirable, okay? And to do that, what we're recommending today is to pair it with something that you like doing already. All right. So that does it for us today. I hope you really enjoyed today's video. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them below. We're looking to respond to all those questions, and this applies to you too, for those of you watching this on replay. For more free content, check us out at howtoguys.com. There, you'll find a free webinar that teaches you the foundational concept to grow your business. Let me tell you guys, every single successful realtor has implemented the concept that we teach in that free webinar. So you have to check it out right now. And the way to do that is to go to howtoguys.com. All right, guys, so that does it for us today. And like we say in all our videos, never stop discovering, creating, and becoming the person you're meant to be. All right.